This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. How are you doing? The last time I was telling you about a song, it's the name of the song is High Energy, and it's by La Bionda. I said Bionda, but it's La Bionda, L-A space B-I-O-N-D-A. I think they're Italian singers. And, well, they're Italian, that's what I read. And here it says, people of the world, don't waste. Save your energy, save it. People of the world, don't waste. Save your energy, save it. And then it continues to say, well, you know how it feels when you wait at the gasoline station. And the radio brings a report on the state of the nation. There's no end to the trend for corruption and manipulation. Don't you dare to despair. There's a way. There's a key to the whole situation. I'm going to repeat it again. People of the world, don't waste. Save your energy. Save it. People of the world, don't waste. Save your energy. Save it. Well, you know how it feels when you wait at the gasoline station and the radio brings a report on the state of the nation, S-T-A-T-E. There's no end to the trend for corruption and manipulation. Don't you dare to despair. There's a key to the whole situation. And then he goes on to say, no, no, oh no, 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 no. Then he says, I got high, high, high energy, switch of the blues and plug into me. So high, high, high energy, switch of the blues and plug into me. High, high, high energy. If you want to stay high, you can get it for free. High, high, high energy, feeling it flow where no one can see. High, high, high energy, it's our gas. To rely on the fruit of the tree. And then he continues to say, when the summer is hot and you feel how the temperature is rising, when the winter is cold and you can't, that is cannot, and you cannot keep the snow from your door, I refuse to believe that the end of the world is approaching. Feel the power of love and you never need anything more. I'm going to repeat, when the summer is hot and you feel how the temperature is rising, when the winter is cold and you cannot keep the snow from your door, I refuse to believe that the end of the world is approaching. Feel the power of love, and you never need anything more. And then he goes on to say, no. And then he goes into, I got high energy. Switch off the blues and plug into me. High energy. If you want to stay high, you can get it for free. High energy. Feeling it flow where no one can see. High energy. It's the gas to rely on, the fruit of the tree. So this whole song, it was made several years ago, many years ago, and it's actually the message of joyful manifestation. You know, when he says, people of the world, don't waste, save your energy, save it. I thought he meant initially, you can think, one can think that he's talking about conserving world energy and world fuel. You know, the way that the people with the causes, they say, oh, you need to conserve this, you need to conserve that. So, you know, conserving the energy of the world and not wasting it. But you know what? He's ahead of his times. And he said, people of the world, don't waste, save your energy. Your energy. So he's basically saying that we keep hearing things that are negative in the world, and this news broadcast says this, and this news broadcast says this. Well, he says, you know what? Save your energy. Don't tune into it. And plug into me because I have high energy, and it is actually the real gas and the fruit of the tree that you need to rely on. So this is joyful manifestation, and this is like earth years. I'm talking of earth years many years ago, many years ago, and he was ahead of his time for sure. These people, and they've got a beautiful other song called Sandstorm. It's very Arabic tune, Arab tune, and that's how I got attracted to this group because of this song called Sandstorm, and they have this typical Arab tune, and it's really nice music. But these people, La Bionda, the group, was ahead of their times. And they're not talking about saving world fuel and energy. They're talking about saving your own energy. So they're coming down to the level of the individual, and they're saying, do not let the news of the negative news of the world affect you. And just plug into me because I have high energy, you know? Switch off the blues. Switch off the blues. And here it is. Switch off the blues and plug into me. Now, you know that people came up with the blues, right? The music genre, I suppose. The blues. And it has a certain charm to it. You know, I can't say, in all honesty, that the blues don't have a certain charm to it. They have a way of singing. But what did the blues come out of? Like, what was it born out of? Despair, maybe. You know, the blues. I got the blues. And they have a nice singing voice to it. It's nice. I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but what we're trying to say here is joyful manifestation is not about the blues. It's about plugging into really high energy. And it is the only gas, or it is the real gas that you need to rely on. You know, it is the gas that you need to rely on, and it's the fruit of the tree that you can rely on. And do not get taken in by all of the negativity in the world. Somebody else's cause or movement might be their cause and their movement. It doesn't mean that it's yours. It doesn't mean that it's ours. And not that we want to be heartless, we want to have sympathy, but we're saying that we want to have the sympathy and compassion that is required. But we're saying someone else's movement is not your movement, and you shouldn't be taking the karma of that movement because it's their movement. And this group La Bionda is very clear, and it says, switch off the blues and plug into me because I have high energy, and that's the gas that you really need, not the rest of the stuff. Now, how can I say all these things? You know, I can only say all these things because I've never been part of a group that's ever been discriminated against. I'm part of a group that always thought it's holier than thou. Just kidding. Very good people, humble people, but they are aware of who they are. They don't get confused with, oh, I'm lower than this person, I'm lower than that person, I'm lower than the belly of a caterpillar. We don't think like that. So maybe that's one of the reasons that we don't carry that, oh, I'm lower than this person or I'm lower than that person. And all compassion and sympathy to people who have been discriminated against. But it's time to get out of that now. I'm really saying. And he is saying here, La Bionda, and this is in Earth years, way ahead of his time, maybe. He says, plug into me because I've got high energy. So, yes, I went and I read up the lyrics of the song because, it's a disco song. It's from the time of the discotheque, the disco music. You can literally hear the goo, goo, that sound that they have. And it's really charming. It's really charming. But, we're going into Christmas now, and Christmas is about high energy. It's about high energy. Christ would prefer, if you ask him, that people get into high energy at this time of the year. Left to him, he would say the whole year, but people just took Christmas as a particular day. But it really should be the whole year, if you ask me. The whole year should be Christmas time. Correct? And so if Christ, if it was left to Christ, he would say every day is Christmas Day. And if you blend it with the La Bionda song, then we would say, every day is Christmas Day. Be in high energy, plug into him, plug into Christmas. Christmassy energy, Christmassy energy. Plug into that. Plug into something that's good, just like your equipment needs to be plugged into something. And, the laptop, everything gets plugged into a source of energy, that is completely designed for this particular product. It's all plugged into something, even batteries that you put in. The rechargeable ones have to be plugged in to something first. And so, since Christmas is coming, let's all plug into this energy of Christmas, plug into it, literally. And in the song La Bionda, he says, plug into me. I've got high energy. It's the only fuel and gas that you really need. And he's not talking of conserving world energy. He's not going into any cause. He's basically saying that the whole world is going to keep crying and complaining anyway. So let's plug into a great source of energy that's me. And we can say, okay, we translate it and we say, okay, it's Christmas energy. We just plug into it. Plug. So everybody who's sitting anywhere, take this, what we call the spiritual plug that you have, an energetic cord and plug and just. Imagine that you're plugging it into maybe there is an image of a Christmas tree somewhere, or the word Christmas written, or that you have already set up your Christmas tree, or you're in the process of setting up the Christmas village. With baby Christ and his little is it hay basket? Hay bed. So, just kind of. Imagine that you're plugging, you have a cord, an extension cord, and you're plugging this cord into this word called Christmas. You're plugging it into maybe picture of Christ. Maybe you're plugging it into mistletoe, if you wanted to be really romantic. I mean, mistletoe, I suppose you're going to be putting it up very late in the day, not, closer when there's a party or there's something going on. But definitely, people are setting up the little villages, Christmas villages, and just plug into something that's Christmassy. And you get your high source of energy from there. Because the world, even in this song, he says that they're always talking about the state of the nation. What does President Trump talk about? The state of the nation. Correct? That's how he got elected. He spoke about the state of the nation. And he got elected. Due to that. He did a good job talking about it, of course, the state of the nation. And I'm not saying he's right or wrong. We're not making any judgments, but this is what people talk about, the state of the nation, the state of the nation, the state of the nation. Hey, USA did not even exist as a nation many years ago, a few centuries ago, a couple of centuries ago. So what state of nation? Somebody came in from another European country and discovered USA and the natives were there and they set up the whole thing. So what state of the nation are we talking about? We're just saying that, look, it didn't even exist some time ago. You know, and we appreciate USA, but we need to believe that we cannot keep plugging into everybody's doomsday talk. We cannot. We have to have our own source of energy going, and it has to have a very high source of energy. And with all due respect to the leaders of the nation and, you know, the work that they're doing to help the nation, but on the level of the individual, you cannot plug into that energy. Because then you're going to be believing that the whole country is going downhill. And imagine if everybody believes that. What are they going to create in mass consciousness, correct? So with all due respect to the leaders of the country who are doing their best to save the nation, and we completely respect and honor them. However, on the level of the individual, you need to know there is no nation to be saved. It's all Maya, it's illusion. This whole world is a giant ball of illusion. Everything is illusion. And that's where the Eastern texts come in really handy. Like, this is Maya, M-A-Y-A, as an illusion. There's nothing. Everything is a figment of consciousness. Everything is a result of energy created by the movement of consciousness. And this is where the deep Eastern texts come in. It's all consciousness. And nothing exists. There is nothing to be worried about, literally nothing. And if we really want to be very basic about this, we just say, okay, look, I don't understand what state of nation are you talking about? There wasn't even a nation a few centuries ago. You want us all to be worried about this? And, you know, kind of like, oh, we have to save the nation. We have to save the nation. The whole thing is illusion. So that's where, you know, we fall back onto the deep Eastern text. The deep Eastern texts say that the whole thing is Maya, it's illusion. You know, Buddhism was born in India. His birthplace was supposed to be in what is current day Nepal, but before the whole thing was won, you know. But he got his enlightenment in India. And the Dalai Lama and, you know, the whole group, they've taken shelter in India, and India's given them the place to live in peacefully. And so this whole thing, even Buddhism was born in India. It was born out of the original Indian texts, Indian, you know, philosophy. But the only thing what Buddha did was his real name is Gautam Siddhartha. And, the real thing that he did was, what he did was he kind of brought Buddhism to people in a way that they could understand it in terms of morality and human behavior and consciousness and how to evade suffering. So that's basically Buddhism in a nutshell. How to evade suffering and to know that suffering is the root. Now, I don't agree with this. Because for me, everything is joy. But he was trying to deal with people, correct? To tell them that this is illusion. Don't go into suffering. Because this is illusion. The whole thing is Maya. This is illusion. Don't go into suffering. So he brought in the whole moral aspect of it. The vegetarianism, you know, don't harm people. Walk the middle path, don't go too extremist, left or right, try to walk the middle path. He brought the moral aspect of it. So Buddha got enlightened in India. But then over there at that time, you know, the Vedic philosophers, that's the true knowledge. So Buddha himself was born out of this knowledge. What they told and they discussed with Buddhists that is that, yes, you're right. You're right. You know, this whole thing is illusion. It is temporary. It is Maya. Correct? So you need to avoid suffering by knowing the truth that is holding is illusion. And they did tell the Buddhists that you're absolutely right about this. All of your human nature, behaviors, virtues, it's all fine. But beyond this, there is one thing which is permanent, and that is the state of the soul. What they call Advaita, or the non-duality, the non-dual principle of the all, that the all is permanent. The all does not change. It's not illusion. It's real, the all. That's the state of the inner self. So the Indian text, you know, they said, okay, Buddhism, we agree with you, but you do understand that you're good. Your knowledge is good to help people deal with life. So it's perfect. However, the one thing that is not an illusion and which is not temporary and which is always permanent is the all, the one, from which all of this is born. So they brought back this original philosophy of the Indians that, you know, you're the all, you're one and the same. Advaita means you and God are one. Dvaita means you and God are two. That is, God is outside of you. You're worshiping God as an outside person where the God is, you know, very, very powerful. You're just human and you are seeking the blessings of the God and of the gods, and you are asking for the help to have a great life. But there are two philosophies, and one is Dvaita, that is duality, that is you and God are separate, and you can worship God as an outside person seeking his blessings, where God is the father and the humans are the children. But beyond that is Advaita, where God and humans are one. That God exists in everything. Basically, we are all God. And that is a state that enlightened people, they go to the place where they are God and they feel like they're God, you know. And they feel like I'm one with God, that God is me, I am God. So that is the original Indian text. And the whole world at some point, and it was there in California, Mexico, all of these places, the Mayan, you know, we have the Mayan calendar over here. The Mayans are supposed to be very, very powerful, but they're considered gods. So there was a lot of sharing of knowledge at that point, I suppose. And people who realize that they're God, they say that they're the enlightened ones. Okay, you know, where they understand that I and God are one. Of course, you know, we live in a human world. We need to behave normally. Other people are going to be thinking we're crazy. So when you bring it all back to Christmas, then we can see that, oh, you know, all of this all energy, A-L-L, capital A-L-L, is of a very high vibration. We want to be in that vibration. And if Christ embodies or represents that high vibration, then we plug into Christmas energy. And we do not plug into the world of Maya, the illusion, where they're saying, this is happening, that is happening, blah, 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 blah. You know, when I talk about the trees and everything, I'm very, very aware that I'm talking of the world, which is in a state of, you know, change. And it's an illusion that the trees are disappearing and that everybody's constructing. It's an illusion. I know that I'm plugging into that illusion. I'm not plugging into it, but that I'm talking about an illusion. There are no trees. There are no construction. Nothing like that is happening. It's all illusion. But I say that because I want to make, because I'm in this world and I want to make my stand clear. My stand clear that I prefer the trees instead of the constructions, even though I know that constructions are of use. However, I prefer the trees because in my world, I want more trees, more greenery. You see what I'm saying? Even that, when I talk about it, right, it's only because I have a preference of greenery around me rather than buildings. Unless it's Las Vegas. Then we can say that, okay, Las Vegas was anyway built on sandy land. And so, you know, it really, they're just actually making an improvement, correct? So then in Las Vegas, all these casinos and buildings, go ahead, build, because you're just going to make improvements. You're bringing water to a place where there was hardly any. Do you see what I'm saying? Even when I talk about the trees and I talk about the traffic, I'm talking from the point of preferences that I am the observer, I'm the point, the focal point, and I am in the leading edge of thought, and I am deciding what I want around me. Even though I know the whole thing is illusion, in this particular illusion, this is what I would prefer. I prefer trees. I prefer farmlands. I prefer gentle rolling hills. I prefer good climate. I prefer cleanliness. I prefer wide open roads where there's no traffic. And I prefer ocean water around me and gorgeous cruise ships. Preferences. So while we're making our preferences, we need to know, okay, what is the truth? What is the truth? The Buddhas, basically, they stopped at the point of this is illusion. You need to get away from suffering, know the truth, et cetera, and moral values, human values. But they stopped at that. They didn't go into the all and to the existence of the all itself. And there is evidence of the all around us. And the two theories are Dvaita, where we're separate from God, and we worship God as an outside entity where we're small and powerless, and God is all powerful, which is fine. We need to do that many times. But then we have to know the ultimate truth is we and God are one. And in that you have where there is partial duality, where we and God are one in as in, okay, I'm a drop in the ocean of God. And hence I would have the composition of God. But then the ultimate truth is I am the whole ocean itself. I'm not just a drop. So there are actually three rungs here. I'm completely separate from God. Second one is I am part of God. I'm a drop in the ocean of God, where God is the ocean. And the actual truth is, I am God himself, herself. And Christmas is a great time when you can actually observe this because you know what? You're a creator and you could look at all the small miracles and big miracles that can happen during this Christmas period, starting now, maybe a few days before itself. Start chalking down, marking down, or observing all the miracles that can happen because we're getting into the energy of miracles, miracles, miracles. And start to observe them and start to see that how one particular desire of yours created what is happening. So maybe you haven't seen somebody for a long time and you're thinking about that person and oh, wouldn't it be nice? And you kind of put some affection and feelings of love towards that person. And boom, that person is there. He's calling you. He's at your doorstep, ringing the bell. Good things are happening. Think about it. Just see all the coincidences, the so-called synchronicity and coincidences. And we need to have gotten into money manifestation a long time ago, and we'll take a couple of minutes break for some music. And I'm hoping you're going to be there when we come back. So don't go away, hold on tight. on the air. I'm back, and I had you on mute. I'm so sorry. So, we were talking of Christmas and plugging into Christmas energy, and so you want to see how Christmas can create miracles. It's a high energy. It's a really, really high energy. People at least try to be good. They try their best to be good. And I was thinking about my sister, and I had a dream, and here she's saying, I'm going to be investing $25 million. Now, I don't know if she was talking US or Canadian dollars, but it's okay, no problem. I was thinking US. I'm going to be investing $25 million. I'm going to be buying a home. So she was telling me that in the dream. Wow, okay, a nice dream about money, correct? And then I was thinking, she never visited Las Vegas, and that's what I was saying the last time. And I really didn't think about it, just came out of my mouth. But then later on, I thought about it, and I'm thinking, okay, the first time my brother, my sister-in-law, they took me to Las Vegas. We were living in California, and they took me to Las Vegas for a You Can Heal Your Life conference. There's a conference convention center in Las Vegas, a really big one. And we had this You Can Heal Your Life by Hay House convention. And I bought my ticket. And they drove me there. And they, obviously booked the room and everything while I attended the conference. I met all the Hay House authors. I told them I'm going to be publishing a book, beforehand. Made the announcement to all these people that I met. And so, what I'm coming at is that the first time we went, and I'm not sure about my sister-in-law if she went before that, because she's, born and brought up in America. So I'm not sure if she went to Vegas before that. Never really asked her, but my first time was a ticket that I bought to a convention. So for me, Las Vegas is a spiritual place. You see, it I attended the Hay House conference, You Can Heal Your Life conference, with all the biggest Hay House authors there in this huge convention hall in Las Vegas. So for me, Las Vegas also has that angle of spirituality. That's how I got introduced to Las Vegas. But then what I'm arriving at here is that it's an initiation. Something, I think people who come to Las Vegas, they have to be initiated. Someone has to take them there initially, something like that. And so after that, my brother and sister-in-law took me, and then after that, we took the my parents, we took our parents there. We took our parents there. And then after that, I think one of the kids was born. And then, a little bit after that, the second one was in the oven, kind of. So we took, my sister-in-law was pregnant again. So we all got initiated into Las Vegas. Someone invited us or took us there. And nobody took my sister and brother-in-law. No one. Poor thing. When they would come to visit when my parents were there, they would come to our homes, correct? And hang out with us, etc. But we would make our separate plans to go visiting places, touring without her, because she would go back with her husband and family. She would go back. So we always did this alone. And we all initiated each other into Las Vegas. And I think Las Vegas is like a club. You got to get initiated. Somebody has to take you there or invite you or something. It's an initiation process, I think. I mean, this is just something that I'm thinking about because my sister never. Even after that thought of coming down to Las Vegas, we never introduced her to Las Vegas. Like we introduced, my nephew and I and my brother and sister-in-law, we got introduced in, we introduced our parents. So we would go down to Los Angeles, where my uncle has a huge house, and then we would drive down to Las Vegas or sometimes take the plane, and then we would go to Grand Canyon and we would make this whole trip, correct? And my sister and her family always got left out. So really, it's our fault that she's never been to Las Vegas. And I have a real, I have a feeling that we have to be initiated. It's like a club. And Las Vegas doesn't just allow anybody into its club. Not everybody has the welcome ticket to Las Vegas. Otherwise, the whole world would have been here by now. I mean, maybe it's just a thought that I'm having. Maybe it's not even very accurate. Maybe it's not an accurate thought, but it looked like somebody in our family invited somebody, invited somebody, and that's how we all went to Las Vegas, and my sister and her family never got invited. Sorry, I'm laughing. I know that's mean. She never got initiated. We all got initiated, and it was so funny because my parents were walking, and they're walking together, and my brother and sister-in-law, and they had the first baby in a trolley in a pram, and they were wheeling him down, and these people would come and give all these girls flyers, you can have this girl kind of flyer to my father and my brother, and their wives were right there, and they hardly looked like the type of people who are going to be taking them on these offers. Nobody asked me anything. Nobody gave me any flyer. I was walking there, but my brother was with his wife and a baby in the pram, and my father and mother were walking together, and they would isolate my brother and my father and give them these flyers. And we were like, whoa, what's happening? Guys, can't you even see? And these are the last people who are going to be taking you up on your offer. So, Las Vegas people, you really need to get with it. I mean, aim properly. But then, that's just a funny thing. We laughed about it later on. But I feel we got to get initiated. Las Vegas is an exclusive club for the people who get initiated into that. And someone has to bring someone over, I think. This is what happened to us in our family. And this is what I'm thinking could be true. Like someone has to initiate somebody else into this very exclusive club. And now that I think about it, Las Vegas is a particular type of energy. Correct? It's a bubble. It has certain elements in this bubble. And to be included into that energy, there has to be some vibrational match. Something somewhere has to match. And so we got into Las Vegas through invite. Somebody invited us. We bought a ticket. Something, something, something. We got into the bubble of Las Vegas, and then we pulled somebody else, and we pulled somebody else, and then we all became Las Vegas addicts. Kidding, but you know what I mean. And my sister never got an invite from any one of us. The poor thing got, she's not a poor thing. She's a rich thing. She got excluded. She and her husband and family got excluded out of all of our trips. They would just come to our homes, visit when our parents were there, do a lot of local activities, and then leave. That's it. So it's really not her fault. She never got initiated into the club, exclusive club of Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is an energy. Whenever I call on that energy, it actually comes to me because it thinks of me as one of its own. And some of the things I say, only a Las Vegas resident can say it, literally. I mean, if I want a defense mechanism against something or somebody, I will say something that only somebody in Las Vegas would say it, and they would be like, oh, wow, how did you even say that? No, I said it because you know what? Las Vegas supports me. I have its energy around me. And yeah, I can say this thing because you know what? I get the energy. I'm able to say it out of my mouth. And they're like, oh my God, you just said that. I'm like, yeah, I can. Only something that a Las Vegas person could say, and it would come out of my mouth, and they'd be like, "What?" Okay, throw our hands up. You're defeated already. So yes, Las Vegas has given me the ammunition to protect my stand. Yeah, when you're living in a country where a lot of people are a different way, and you're a Las Vegas resident, and you come here and you continue thinking of yourself as a Las Vegas resident, it's a fantastic shield to have. It's a fantastic shield to have because only a Las Vegas resident could even say something like that. Let me like, what did you just say? Yeah, I'm a Las Vegas resident, so there you go. I'm just saying it in a half jokey manner. It has some truth in it, though. I must tell you that. So the Las Vegas Club is an exclusive club, and if you get into it and you become part of this club, and you have to be initiated in some way. That's what I believe. It may not be true for others. I'm really not sure about it, but I feel that somebody brings somebody, brings somebody, brings somebody. You know? And then we're into money manifestation. And what I really want to tell you now is that Christmas also has a lot of money going for it. There's a lot of sales going on, there's a lot of gifting going on. You could manifest anything that you wanted. If you think of something and you're thinking of something and you're saying, okay, I would really like to get the silver tray for this person. You will manifest that silver tray. I really want this tree and I want it at this price. You will manifest that tree at that price. Though, I'm against cutting down trees, but who am I to affect the Christmas joy? Or if you want something like, okay, I want this TV, correct? It needs to be so many inches. It needs to be a smart TV or a Google TV. And it has to have these functions. And I want it in this price range. You will get it. Place some money manifestation games and see if you're able to manifest it. Now, after you think about it, okay, I would like this couch that looks like this. Maybe you saw a picture of it somewhere. And I would like it to be at this price range, correct? Now, after you've thought about it, I would say let it go. And then be pleasantly surprised when you come across exactly that. I would like somebody to give me this for Christmas, and it's going to arrive in your Christmas stocking, literally. You're going to get it. Or I would like to find this exact sweater for so and so. Oh, you will find it. You're going to get it. There's going to be a lot of manifestation of stuff, STUFF stuff going on during this period. And don't just think, oh no, that's just a coincidence. No, you manifested it. You thought of it, then let it go. And then be pleasantly surprised. Be pleasantly surprised. Wow, I didn't even expect this. I didn't even expect this. And then you're like, oh my God, it's here, And you're going all surprised about it. Don't think about it and obsess. Oh, obsess, obsess, and continuously think. Think about it. Have some good thoughts about it. And wouldn't it be nice if I had this? And you know what? You're going to come across it at the price that you want it to be. Literally. Let's make it a little bit reasonable here. But even if you go unreasonable and you want it for a dollar, you might just find it for a dollar. Who knows? Who knows? Because the world is waiting to give us gifts, and we need to test, we need to work on our money manifestation skills during Christmas. And you know what? We're going to be going into soulmate manifestation. I don't think we have the time for music, so I'm just going to go into this. And we're going to say that let's go into soulmate manifestation without the music. We don't have that much time. We don't have that much time. And so we're just going to say that manifest the love that you want. You know this song in 50 Shades of Grey by Ellie? You're the light, you're the shining, something, something. Love me like you do. Love me like you do. It has some kind of vibration in it, which is a very strong soulmate vibration. Very strong soulmate vibration is considered love me like you do. And it's a very strong soulmate caller. 50 Shades of Grey. Very strong soulmate caller. Ellie Goulding. Goulding. And it's, for me, when I listen to that song, all the soulmate vibes, they just go like, wah, 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 like, very strong soulmate energy contained in that song. Something in her voice also. Something in her voice also. It brings the whole emotional aspect of the soulmate. Your soulmate energy starts to vibe really strong. And I sometimes have had to shut off that song. Stop it. It's like, okay, that's too much soulmate energy here. First of all, I personally have very strong soulmate energy. And that's why I'm able to do this for other people. You know, I'm able to manifest. I am also a soulmate negotiator. So there's a soulmate and, you know, this person's having a hard time. I'm also able to negotiate their coming together. I'm able to do that. I have very strong soulmate energy, very, very strong. And so I have to basically shut it off myself, personally. So I have to shut it off, correct? Otherwise, it's going to have a very strong soulmate vibe. When I'm in a session, it's on because I'm using it. For other people, I negotiate their terms. I negotiate their coming together. I clear the obstacles, you know, I bring them into alignment with each other. They're now vibing in a synchronic, they're vibing in a very synchronized way. And so this song, Love Me Like You Do, if you're able to listen to it, you will start to feel soulmate energy entering your crown. Your chakras start to pull it in, literally. And then, I mean, I don't know how sensitive you are to soulmate energy. Wow. I would have to put it off. Literally, stop the song. There's something in her voice. There's something in her voice. There's something maybe in the movie 50 Shades of Grey. There's some hidden element in it, vibration. And even though it seems to be all about sex, correct? 50 Shades of Grey, right from the beginning, it's sex. But there is also something else going on there. And it's in this song, Love Me Like You Do. So, you know, do listen to it. We want our soulmate energy vibing really high. We want to be under that mistletoe at the right place, right time. And we'll also be going to be building up the energy for New Year. We want the invite. We want to be included in the right Christmas dinners. We want to be part of the family that we want to be a part of, correct? And we want to be manifesting all of these things as we get into the Christmas season and we're heading into New Year's. And yes, we are still following Earth years, which is why I said my sister's years older than me. But maybe I just said that because, you know what, she used to be with her friends in her room and talking, and they're teens, correct, already, and talking God knows what. And I would open the door and enter and silence, complete silence, you know, like, okay, I understand. I'm not old enough for this. Fine. They just go into silence. So, correct. So she's shown me like she's older than I am. And so the whole thing is mental. I think it's mental more than anything, right? So because if you go by Jupiter year, she's not that much older than I am, right? But it's just the positioning, like, okay, I opened the door, I've entered her room, And everybody goes silent. So I'm not supposed to hear something, or this is, I'm just too much of a kid for this. Okay, bye-bye. See you. And then they start talking all over again. So it's more of a mental thing rather than a physical age thing. And so yeah, we need to remember we're going by Jupiter years over here, and we're not going by Earth years, but still I would like to see that, this soulmate energy, you really wanted vibing really, really strong this season, and there is something called soulmate energy. That soulmate is going to get you. That soulmate is going to get you. Run as much as you want to. The soulmate energy is going to get you. That's another way of manifesting the soulmate energy instead of us running after the soulmate. We're saying, the soulmate energy is going to get me. Right. You're running away from it, and what you resist persists. It gets stronger and it gets stronger for you. And we're talking of the ladies vis-a-vis the men. We don't want the women running after the men and, it completely changing, role reversal and all that stuff. We still want it to be traditional. And so, we're at the end of the show. I got my warning. We will be meeting again for the Good Fortune show next week. I'm still in this town, and I wanted to tell you the Russians are here. It's like this whole place is taken over by the Russians. And one of the Russian men, and they come in couples, and there are some Greek people over here and Japanese too. And one of the Russian men had on his t-shirt, it's an alternate life, he's written there. It's alternate life, choosing an alternate life. And then it's written change. So, yes, the Russians are aware. Alternate way of life, full stop, change. So they're aware that when they come here, they're coming for an alternate way of life. This whole place is invaded by Russians, and there are some Japanese, and there are Greeks. And the whole place looks like a European town. And it's very, very nice because they probably come for Christmas. You see, they probably come for Christmas because Christmas is celebrated really big here. This is Sukandi the Iyer wishing you a fantastic rest of the week, a fantastic rest of the day. And I'm signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We'll meet you next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show.